Today on episode number 340 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we've got a quick podcast success story, a last five and five. I'm going to talk a lot today about making it safe for your visitors to come to your website. We're going to talk about the smallest podcasting package ever, and we're going to talk about some of the comments I got about last week's show.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you from the very, very bottom of my heart. Thank you for stopping by to listen to me talk about all things podcasting as I help you avoid the podcasting pitfalls. We talk everything from podcast planning to recording to promotion to production and all points in between, because everything you need, and I mean everything you need, to start a successful podcast is in one place. Quit all that Google searching. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com and you can find it there. If you're new to the show, I always like to, I've been starting off by spotlighting a little podcast success. And I basically just ask the question, hey, because of your podcast, blank. And today we're going to feature Callie Lewis. Now, Callie and Lewis and I, we're not bestest buds, but we know each other from the back in the days of Mevio. And before that, Pod Show, and I ran into her at the New Media Expo, and here's my quick interview with Callie.
Okay. Let's make it easy. I'm here with Callie Lewis from GeekBeat.tv. Tell us a little bit about your podcast first. Plug away.
Well, we talk a lot about technology, gadgets, fun stuff, and not only just geeky technical stuff. We talk a lot about lifestyle geeky stuff. So my co-host, John P., talks a lot about kitchen gadgets, you know, stuff that you wouldn't normally think about, but we have a lot of fun with technology and try and help you embrace it in your lives.
And because you're such a busy person at this point, I gotta let you go. So we're gonna give you one question.
Okay.
We talk about, basically, we have people that kind of ask, why should I start a podcast? So we flip that and say, because of your podcast, you've been able to. And then you get to fill in the blank.
All right. I like this one. I get to do a lot of really, really cool stuff. I'm very lucky. Because of the podcast, I get to jump out of airplanes with the U.S. Army Golden Knights.
Okay.
I get to fly brand new 787s that haven't been flown before. I get to, you know, go into the GM wind tunnel and see the actual fan that blows the wind tunnel. I just crazy, crazy stuff that we try and bring our audience along with us, you know. I mean, that's our main goal with everything that we do, is bringing the audience along so that people who can't necessarily experience it for themselves,
right,
because we are lucky, we realize that, we try and bring you along. Like, you make you feel like it's your experience.
There you go.
So
cool. There you go. And you can find you at
www.geekbeat.tv.
It's just that simple.
And if you're not familiar with Callie, again, you can find her at geekbeat.tv. And there's somebody who's doing it for a living. And next up, we got a last five and five from my buddy Nick.
All right, I am here at the New Media Expo in Las Vegas with the one, the only, do not be fooled by cheap imitations, from Cincinnati, Ohio, weighing in at, Nick Suberling from the, what's the name of your podcast?
Start Talking and Recording Today.
And you can find that at?
Startpodcastingnow.com.
Startpodcastingnow.com. And you have come to get the pop quiz, of course, which is... What were the last five podcasts that you listened to?
The last five podcasts. Wow.
And tell us a little bit about each one.
Okay. Obviously, I listen to School Podcasting again.
Appreciate
it's a love
that.
Fest for Dave Jackson here. Daniel J. Lewis's The Audacity Podcast.
Okay.
Cliff's. I'm trying to think who else. I listened to, on the way here, two soccer podcasts that are produced by the BBC.
There you go.
Five Lives, Football Daily, and the 606, which is a sport, soccer talk show over in England.
So, very cool. See, now there are two podcasts I've never heard of.
Yeah.
That's why we do this.
Well, we don't get soccer coverage here in the States, so the only way to do it is to go there.
There you go. Very cool. All right. And tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Start Talking and Recording Today is just a podcast on podcasting. I know there are a ton of them out there, but we all each have our different spins. We all have our own takes on how to go about podcasting.
So and what is your unique spin?
My unique spin is that I'm going for the person that has zero knowledge whatsoever.
There you go.
I guess that's what makes it unique.
Well, and I just found this out about you. You have a degree in
broadcast journalism.
There you go. So you got that going on. So.
And I got my start in podcasting with Hooday Weekly, which is my bread and butter. I've got almost 100 episodes produced there. We're a finalist in the Podcast Awards Monday night. So
congrats.
Let's hope we bring home a winner.
There you go. All right, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cool.
And again, you can find Nick at Start Podcasting Now. com. And I think we'll go over to the smallest podcasting package ever. I just purchased from Guitar Centers here in Cleveland, Ohio, where the podcast originates. It cost me about $12, I believe. And it is a cable that is, here's the official title of it, a right angle, not that that matters, mono 3.5 millimeter male to XLR female, 5 feet long. I think it cost me about $12. And what this enables me to do is I can plug, I'm not going to do it now, just trust me, it works on this. I can plug my Audio-Technica 2100 microphone directly into my R-05 portable recorder. Now, the Roland R-05 has great built-in condenser microphones, but if you wanted something a little less noisy, a couple weeks ago I was talking about how I was using a kind of stereo lavalier microphone setup, but if you wanted to just use your dynamic Audio-Technica 2100 microphone, and that right now is my favorite microphone, you can find it by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/2100. That's a little affiliate link of mine. That's a way of supporting the show. Always appreciate everybody that's been using the Amazon links. And what you do have to do, you have to go into the menu of the portable recorder and say, hey, under input selection, say my microphone is mono. And then you have to turn the gain up a little bit, but it works. It's good to go. And so now you can have that great sounding microphone and just plug it into your portable recorder. Only thing I could think of that's missing from that package is a pop filter. And a pop filter is just a little piece of mesh cloth that goes between you and the microphone. So you might want to be kind of cautious with that. And what I've done in that case, again, trying to keep things tidy, is just take the, take anything really, a book, whatever you want, because the little desktop stand that comes with that microphone is very, very tiny and not the sturdiest thing I've ever seen. And I'm not sure clipping a pop filter to that would still allow it to stand. So you could actually clip the pop filter to a book or to the desk or something like that and then just move the microphone so that, again, it's between you have the microphone, then you have the pop filter, and then you have you. And that way, when you say things like peanut butter, it doesn't have those, I believe they're called plosives. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. Oh, go tell somebody. Yeah, go tell someone. All right, next up, I want to thank a couple people. Number one, Miss Eileen. What a lovely lady. BasicBlogTips.com. Check her out. And she came to my website. In fact, a couple people went over to PodcastReviewShow.com because we're putting out new episodes. If you want your podcast reviewed, you can go over to PodcastReviewShow.com/review me. And so people started going over there, and I kept getting email going, Dave, your website's infected. And so a couple things I went over there and went to my web host and said, hey, guys, what's the deal? And they cleaned it up for me, which is good. But there are some things that you can do. Now, here's the note I got from my tech support people. It said, we removed a set of malicious injections and scripts and traced it to a compromised FTP password. From our experience with malware of this nature, the user account passwords are compromised through virus and malware, that's software basically, located on your local computer. So as much as you're saying, hey, the website is infected, which it is, it gets infected from your computer. This malware sniffs out passwords and passwords used and stored by FTP programs or email clients. In order to protect against future attack, you'll need to run a full virus and malware scans on your computer to ensure that they are clean. They meaning all of your computers. I recommend using multiple scanners, as we found that some scanners do not detect the malware. Malware Bytes, which you can find at malwarebytes, B-Y-T-E-S, .org, and CombiFix, which you can find at bleepingcomputer.com/CombiFix/how-2-use-CombiFix. I will put a link to this out in the show notes, which you can find at schoolpodcasting.com/340. Those have been reported to be able to clean this malware. It is highly suggested that you also do the following. Any computers legitimately allowed to access the account must be updated fully. That's Windows updates, browser updates, application updates, and antivirus updates. Any computers legitimately allowed to access the account must be completely scanned for viruses and secured completely. If you are seeing a warning page in your browser, which comes up on Firefox, Chrome, and Safari, please follow the directions. And they give me this big long email on how to basically tell Google, hey, I'm clean now. And I'll have, again, just go out to schoolpodcasting.com/340, and that'll take you there. And then it gave me a list of all these files that had been infected, and it said, hey, we changed your password to your control panel, and here's the new password. Now, in looking at this, there are a couple different things you can do. And I found this. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/security, that's S-U-C-U-R-I. S-U-C-U-R-I. This is a company that actually is at Blogworld. In fact, let's go ahead and play my interview with them.
All right. So I am here with Dre from
Security.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you can find that at security.net.
Yes.
What the heck is security.net?
We are a web security company. So what we do is we monitor for malware, okay. Blacklisting status, and other security anomalies that may happen across a website. Okay. We'll alert you when these things happen, various mechanisms to do that, and then we'll actually clean it up for you. So we're not just sending you on your way and letting you know, hey, something's wrong. Right. We're actually going to fix that problem for you.
Okay, so for somebody who goes... Blacklisting means what?
Blacklisting is a status that's presented by certain authorities like Google and some of the big antivirus companies. When you have something malicious or something wrong with your website, they can cause security problems for visitors coming to the site. So what they do is they put a status. In the case of Google, what they'll do is they'll put a big banner on the top.
Right through
your browser, and you won't even be able to visit the site. So very challenging position to be in terms of your brand and so on, because right. visitors will see that as the first thing they when they come to their site.
Not the best first impression.
Not a good look, yeah.
Awesome. And so you guys basically have systems in place so that, A, does it stop that from even happening then? Or do you just clean it up if it does?
Great question. So, preventative approaches are very challenging. So what we've focused on is more on the detection and the remediation of that. We love right. to provide preventive tools, but there's never going to be a percentage of risk that is zero, right?
Right.
Having a website online is inherently going to have some type of risk. So the idea there is to reduce that risk, increase your security posture to put you in a better position to minimize the opportunity for these type of attacks to happen. Right. So what we do is when these things do occur, we have definitions and signatures that we create and that we tune daily looking for these type of attacks, whether it's an iframe injection or the pharmaceutical spam links, some of the craziness that goes on across the Wild Wild West today.
Yeah.
And once we find those things, we alert you through things like your Gmail chat or Google chat, all the way through Twitter direct messages, even SMS messages. When these things happen and you get these alerts, now you can come in, you can go to our system, you log in your dashboard and submit a malware removal request with us, and we'll come in and we'll actually go into your server and check every single file on your site to make sure that they're clean.
Yeah.
So we come out and remove any of the bad stuff, and then we report everything back to the end user.
Beautiful. All right, and again, you can find that at sucuri.net.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Thanks, man.
You got it.
So there you go. And I don't know what the deal is lately, but I had the podcast review show, I think somebody said, well, I know I had a couple of clients of mine that have had this problem. And it's not kind of the end of the world, but it is a hassle. It is a time suck, for lack of a better phrase. So I went over to Securi's website, and they said, here are some things you can do. Number one, keep your software updated. And in the case of one of my clients, they were using a very old version of WordPress. And that is just screaming, hack me. Right? The other thing you can do, if you are using a login name of admin, now I'm throwing this one in. If you're using a login name of admin, you've given the hackers 50% there because it's a default. A lot of things just put in admin, and then God forbid you're using the password password, you might as well just say, hey, come hack me. So if you're using a login name of admin, change that. Okay? So keep everything up to date. Keep WordPress up to date. And one of the things that brought this up is the OnePixel player, which was part of the PowerPress plugin. And if you're new to the show, a plugin is kind of like air conditioning for your website. It's something that adds additional functionality. And this one plugin had basically another plugin inside of its plugin. And it became compromised, for lack of a better phrase. So if you haven't updated your PowerPress plugin, do so immediately. Do not run, or please run, do not pass go, do not stop, do not go update your PowerPress. And I'll tell you a cool tool here in a second. If you ever install a dummy WordPress instance for testing, I'm so guilty of this, then leave it there and it sits for a couple years. Yeah, don't do that. You end up putting every website on the server at risk of cross-contamination. Attackers will find weaknesses and continue to exploit it. They will then infect everything in your shared space. If you don't clear the vulnerability, you can clean until your fingertips fall off and they will infect it again. This happens because often shared servers allow for the same root account owner to add multiple websites in their hosting area. You infected one, you infected all. So keep all of your websites up to date. And if you created like a test website, yeah, update that bad boy too, even if you're not using it. Number three, reduce access. Give folks enough access to do their job, nothing more, and then remove it when they're done. So if you're giving somebody access to do some work on your website, you know, or write a blog, you don't need to give somebody admin rights to write, to do a guest post, right? They just need the ability to write a blog. So give them just the rights they need. And then when they're done, delete that account. It doesn't delete their post. You can actually, there's a couple different ways you can handle that. But yeah, so don't give people more power, I guess, than they need. Their fourth tip here is, again, come up with a decent password. Password, the word password is still one of the most widely used and active passwords across the internet. If that's public knowledge, don't you think attackers, you know this? They do, and they are looking to hack into your site, and they're going to do things like use the word password. Now, another great approach to using hard-to-remember passwords, I use a program called LastPass, and it manages my passwords for me. I let it do all the heavy lifting. It stores them securely, and it even helps makes. Like, you can just say, give me a password, and it'll come up with something completely ridiculous that you would never remember. But the great thing is you don't have to, because when you go back to that website, LastPass will put that password in there for you. And so if you're a person like me where I use my home computer, I use my laptop, and I use my phone, it's $12 a year. Now, you can actually use it for free, but if you want it on your phone, you have to upgrade for the Super Jumbo Deluxe Package, which is a whole dollar a month. It's $12 a year. You can find that by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/LastPass. Now, here's the other cool thing about that. If you are a person who has other people working on your website, have them install LastPass. Again, it's free. And you can give them access to your password without them knowing what your password is. Let them do their job and then revoke access to your password. It's really cool. It's a very cool feature of that program. And then number five, institute a backup schedule. And I'm a big fan of Backup Buddy. You can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/backup buddy. And what it does is it backs up the whole website if you want it to. And then what's great is it's super easy. I mean, there are a lot of programs that will do backups. The big thing is, if you're in that situation, how do I get my backup, for lack of a better phrase, unbacked up? How do I deflate it or inflate it after I've deflated it? And it's super easy with Backup Buddy. You simply throw one file on your website, double click on it, and Backup Buddy basically restores your website. It's a very, very cool program. Now, in the case of security, there are some plugins that have a built-in web application firewall, which can prove useful, really, in blocking traffic from malicious addresses. And what they do is they include, with other service counts, basically they have their own plugin. And that approach, they say, here I'm going to read this from their website, is particularly useful as it can actively blacklist IP addresses that are classified for performing nefarious, there's the word of the day, activities on the fly. It also taps into a network of hundreds of thousands of known malicious and spammy website IP addresses, host names, which enable basically security to block this stuff worldwide on all installations of the plugin. That got my attention. It's very, very cool stuff. And the pricing is like $90 a year. So you're looking at whatever that is, a little less than $10 a year. Pretty cool stuff. And like they said, they will actually go in and clean it. Okay, speaking of keeping all your stuff updated, I've been using a program called ManageWP, and I interviewed them at the New Media Expo. So we're kind of like doing a virtual booth here today. And here's my interview with ManageWP.
All right. Live from the New Media floor, I'm here with James from ManageWP. James, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks so much. How's it going?
Good. And, well, let's just start. Dave, that would be helpful.
Oh, yeah. James, hey, Dave.
James has known me for a whole 8 seconds.
Yes, it is incredible. It's incredible out here at New Media Expo. Everything is going amazingly well. It's such a fun atmosphere.
Cool. And so tell us, what is ManageWP?
So ManageWP is a simple dashboard that allows you to connect with all of your WordPress sites. You install a simple plugin to all of your WordPress sites, and that enables you to directly control all of your WordPress sites from one single dashboard. So you can go in, you can access all your sites without having to remember dozens, hundreds of passwords. Right. You can go in, you can upgrade your sites, you can maintain those sites. Because, you know, updating WordPress can be a bit of a pain, and especially with WordPress 3.5 coming out, it's been a headache for a lot of people. So ManageWP allows you to easily do that. You can maintain your themes, your plugins. All you have to do is do a one click. You can upgrade everything, keep everything secure. And if you're really interested in backing up your sites is something we don't do. We're lazy. So with ManageWP, you can go in, you can set daily, weekly, or monthly backups with one click, and you can have those thrown out to Dropbox, Amazon S3, FTP, email, and all that stuff. And we also have 24/7 uptime monitoring. Something's going wrong with your WordPress site, you want to know about it. If you're business-oriented, it's really important to keep on top of this stuff. We will send you an SMS or an email to keep you notified of that. And it's just really focused on saving you enough time to, it's really focused on saving you as massive amounts of time so that you can focus on the things that are important to your business, your customers, right, and just saving you a whole bunch of time. That's the premise behind ManageWP.
So I'm, let's say I'm a WordPress developer guy.
Right.
Is there a limit to the number of, you know, can I throw my clients underneath this?
In fact, one of our most popular use cases is people who manage sites on behalf of clients. Right. They love our service. So, for example, one of our most popular features is that the fact that you can use ManageWP to deploy websites really quickly. You can set up a template website, and then you can have all the settings ready to go. You can have all the plugins ready to go, all of the theme functionality ready to go, and then you can simply package that up. You hit one button, it can deploy it to a live environment really easy. And then also for situations when you want to migrate sites, moving to a different web host is a real pain, and we take it out. We take all of that effort out. A few clicks, you can migrate all of your sites over to a different web server. It's really amazing.
Just so you know, there's a guy named Marcus Couch in California.
you just got his attention.
Awesome.
So, as well as you got mine.
Oh, yeah. Anyone can feel free to email me. I'm available all the time. We love our customers. You know, we started really small. Now we're over, our parent company is over 40 employees. We're based out of Europe, but we're expanding here in the U.S. We're going to be offering 24/7 support soon. And that we have over 40,000 customers, and we're managing over 200,000 websites. So things have been exploding, and in a few days it's going to be our birthday, our one-year celebration.
Really?
And it's been an amazing time so far. Things have been going so well, so it's been amazing.
Is there a limit to the number of?
There is no limit. We will handle it, and in fact, we have an enterprise version. If you have thousands, hundreds of thousands of sites, we can handle it. We have an enterprise version, so for businesses on the high end, mm-hmm. they can come in, license our code, get access to it, build upon it, expand upon it, and really, we also work with Texas A&M University, mm-hmm. their medical division, and Georgian College. So it's been really fascinating how companies have been utilizing our product. They realize it's become an essential tool to running their business, optimizing their time, saving money. So that's how Managed WP is functioning right now.
Gotcha. What's the going rate?
So pricing starts at around 80 cents per site per month,
okay.
and it can go scale higher depending on what package level you get. We have three package levels, and it also depends
on...
Did
you say 80 cents?
80 cents per site per month starts at that price.
That's a beautiful deal right
that
there.
That is a beautiful deal.
For a second, I thought you said 80 bucks. I'm like,
No,
80 cents.
We really emphasize the savings. We really want to make things really cheap and affordable for our customers. And so we really emphasize the savings and try to get things to our customers really cheap and as affordable while providing amazing, incredible, fanatical support. We really strive to do these types of things.
Awesome. All right, my man. Well, you've made it through.
Oh, I
You're
appreciate
working up a sweat here, man.
Oh, yeah, it is amazing. Thank you so much.
And again, I'm assuming it's just managedwp.com?
Yes, managedwp.com. If you're at New Media Expo, you're missing out on some amazing deals, but shoot me an email, james@managedwp.com. I'll be happy to hook you up. Thank you so much.
Very cool. Thank you, my man.
Thank you.
One of the other things I want to talk about today, just briefly, because I do not want to turn this into the religious podcast, but last week my show was about me being me and the fact that I occasionally will play promos, I guess, for my Feeding My Faith podcast or my GrowYourChurchShow.com podcast. And I do often sign off the podcast saying, God bless. And I got an email from an atheist who said, hey, you know, that's kind of offensive. And I politely said, if I had to worry about offending everybody, my show would be horrible. And politely said, if you're an atheist, go listen to my friend who I love dearly, George Robb. Go listen to allthatchaz.com. Robert Chaz Chute, phenomenal dude. Guess what? You know what? He's not really big on the God thing. But what a great guy. Love me, Robert Chaz Chute. And that was my whole point. If I cut these people out of my life because we disagree on my invisible sky buddy, that would be a shame. I'd be missing out on some really cool people. And the interesting thing was I got a lot of feedback from other atheists, much like the same way I often go, hey, Pat Robertson doesn't really speak for me. They were kind of saying, hey, that guy isn't speaking for all atheists out here. We're all not that sensitive. And that's basically what I was saying was, you know, you got to kind of be tolerant. So I appreciate everybody who chimed in. I think we ended up with like 13 comments on the blog, and I got emails, and I did get people that said, no, that guy's right on track. You're very offensive. And I went, I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to offend you. And I'm actually out there on the blog saying, can somebody give me an example? I want to hear what is so offensive. Is it simply saying God bless at the end of my show? If that is, it's interesting. Because here again, it's the teacher in me. I want to understand. I want to understand basically what that is. So I want to thank everybody who chimed in on that. And if you missed that, just go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/339 and we talk about that. Coming up in the future, we've got some kick butt interviews coming up. We have Scott Island, who his success story just keeps growing. It's hilarious. I recorded Scott a couple weeks ago, and in the process of editing it, part two came in. So I'm working on Scott's interview. It's interesting because doors just keep opening for him. And I just had a phenomenal conversation with Max Flight. Been talking about having Max on the show for a while. We're going to be talking some podcast promotion in the future. I will continue to play some spots from the New Media Expo that we had this year. And, of course, whatever else you want to talk about, feel free to email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. You can also use the voicemail button out of the website, which, by the way, if you haven't heard, that's through SpeakPipe. And they're going to start charging for that, as they should. It's a phenomenal product. It's been free. And here's the deal. I'm going to pay them $5. You know why? Because it's a great product. Even if I could get by with a free, I want this product to be around. And I have seen so many free products go away. And I'm like, really? I would have paid you for it. Support SpeakPipe if you're going to be using them. I think at this point I get about 50-50. I get a lot of email. I get a lot of blog comments. But when it comes to audio, it's about 50-50. Some people like that phone number because they've actually programmed it in their phone, which is really cool and really, really appreciated. And it's also in my app. I think that's the same number. So you kind of get them both ways. And so that is coming out as well. That's a little podcasting news. And if you're wondering why I haven't commented on the lawsuit with Adam Carolla and How Stuff Works and things like that, I am on a let's wait and see kind of thing on that. And a lot of people are talking about it and, you know, is podcasting going to be illegal? You know, hold on. Let's not lose our cookies and let's just see what happens here. I am not worried about it. I don't think I think there would be such an upheaval that we would go hunt down those people with torches and pitchforks. So thanks for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you are looking to start a podcast, we've got everything you need right there. If you don't even have a website yet, send me an email with the phrase quick start in the subject title, and I will send you a link. You order the hosting. I earn a commission on that. That commission then pays for a month at the School of Podcasting, and it pays me as I install WordPress and I install all the plugins for you, like the jazzygrandma.com, which I just basically built today. And so we'll be working with her to get her album art, to get her music, and everything else in between, because again, all the resources are there. And you got little old me along with that. So check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next week, class is dismissed. Go out there and live a life worth podcasting about. We'll see you again real soon. God bless.